Yes.
And he says that if it's Kelu, he figured out where the Malkim Yishuv is and so on and so forth. It's not just arbitrary, but he figured it out. But Oidi says, Shekashem Shodim Eshle Vorm Yuchodim Shekanu Evezim Le Mungata. You see in Surah Adam, where Evorim are is significant. Lemashta Balechayim, an amoeba or something, it doesn't have a particular foot or hand in any one place. Sometimes it stretches out, comes a foot, sometimes that, sometimes it goes this direction, that direction. There isn't a clear designation that this is here or this is there. But by an Adam, each Eva has a Makrim, and the Makrim is significant. It's one of the Inyanim that you see clearly when a person begins his life, and in the cells, as the cells begin to differentiate, the Makrimis begin to take hold. This is where limbs are going to be, this is where that. וכן המקום שמסף לאדם יש מקום מיוחד עם השם ישב האדם ויש אינם ישב האדם. So just like the Evorim to the Guf, there's a mokum for Yadayim, a mokum for Aglayim. So there's a mokum for each Yishuv and so on. The Dov is a Rav Zuchom Perek Din Imamanis. Omer Vashna Marav, Odom Arishon Gufa Mibavol, Roisha Mait Yisrael, Evor Mishar Ratzis. Omei Ata Tir Bebir, Ki Oretz Mesef Odom Fima Shehu. Ki Roisha Yishla Yichzat Yisrael, Gufa El Bavol, Ushar Evor Mishar Ratzis. וכן תמצא גם כן שיש ארץ שאין לה אדם יחוד כלל, כמו כזה למוק האדם של סחלוב, ואין לה אכבך. So he says, so you see in a person also, you have the mokum is the coordinates of mokum are kevenyan in a person, and like away from Kvali in the whole world, there's a kevias mokum is adam in that. I want to explain the quota behind it a little bit. This goes into the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bekaymash Olam, Adam Bekaymai, the Olam is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bekaymash Olam. I want to explain half, the half that the world is not Bekaymai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we understand. It's Ke'ilu, in a very pressed understanding, in a theoretical understanding, all that exists is the world, the universe, in its larger sense. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu must be an entity within it, and we hold that that's not true. But what's the flip side of it? What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mikoy Meshel Olam? So, you know, in a very general sense, it says it means that just like the Makom allows a kiyum, so this also allows a kiyum, and so on. But what does it mean? What is that Tchina Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mikoyim Eshel Olam? So I think that the right way to be magdur it is as follows: the simple tefisa is that a person is, everything starts with the person. I came into the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what can we do with this person? What's he good for? What nesiyonos will I give him? What avodah will I give him? So on and so forth. That's not true b'chlal. For a person to come into this world, there has to be magdim him, a place for the person. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to allow for such and such a person, mitzadis mohus, to be there. So, for instance, let's give a very simple and crass marshal. If I have a factory and manufacture stuff, so there's a place for workers, there's a place for a manager, place for this. There's no place for a seller, for someone to sit and sell the stuff. Let's say I decide that I would like to sell retail also. I make so much baked goods there, why can I open up a little shtickle kiosk and have somebody sell stuff there? So when I create that kiosk, I now have place, I enabled a seller to exist now, because now there's a makom for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu started by making a chitimsa for Adam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a, what's called the makom panui, the chalal panui. It's the pshat. That's the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chisaron, something that in man's existence has meaning by being plugged into it. So, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different types of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different types of chisaronis in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each chisaron, each makapani allows for a person to be there. In a makom that there's no, that's a midbar, and let's explain why dafka makom midbar. The Adam's task in the world is redu haaretz v'kipshuha. So in mekaymis that there are things to be kaivish, Adam has a makom. In a place that there is nothing to be kaivish, Adam has no makom. A makom midbar, because there is nothing there, doesn't have a position available for Adam. And the male Adam is not going to find his place there. And Adam HaRishon was mafchin in that itself. He understood each makom, what type of avodah is needed there, and the male what type of yishuv could be there. And in a makom, it's a chacham of Adam and it's a hakar of Adam to understand that in a place that there is no, that there hasn't been cleared a makom avoda, there's not going to be a makom for Adam to live there either. So the mekaymis that are attempts for Adam, they go to the very heart of Adam's bria. It's ke'ilu, the niche wherein the chisreinus HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria that need Adam to fill it is the makom that he gave for Adam. Mikom makom Tiri said ke Adam kesh person yishuv dovez einem kaim meklal. So if a person goes to makom at that yishuv, that becomes not his makom anymore. V'yesh la'adam shmir b'yesek kesh mekayim mashu makom loy. Since the Shmira is the Mokrim, since the Mokrim that's his, that's where his Mitzias most necessarily finds itself, there he has the best chance of surviving. This is my Mokrim, means that my whole attempt of existence is because of this or that. So one nekuda is that it's totally in having a makrim, and if a person goes off yichidi baderech, there's no longer a makrim there for him in derech, and we it's a makrim sakana. V'oid kishmir es adam kash b'toich rabim u'b'toich haklal v'afilim u'yochad v'bayis kim shebe'ir yesh rabim b'nei adam. So the shmir that shayach to klal adam is chal over there. Reb Chaim Shlomitz has a famous shmuz, a shmuz that he said many times. And he was very stark about the it's called lechem abirim achal ish. He speaks about Yeshua. That said, Yeshua needed a special schus to eat man, and the reason was because he wasn't together with Klal Yisrael. So Reb Chaim is always in Magish, even though he was with Moshe, he was speaking Mishra's Moshe, and so on, and he was better than a Klal, it wasn't Nischaf with Ravayas and so on, but the fact that he wasn't with the Klal meant that he needed a special schus to now have to get it on Zchusim, and so that's not going to happen. Or might not happen, so it's very difficult. If it does happen, like the Yeshua, we call Lechem Abirim, which is an extraordinary hagah. So he says that, so when a person goes together with, when a person is together with other people, that itself creates a Shmira, even if it's not Bim Kaimai. When a person is going alone, that's Mesalik the Shmira, and that's why it's a Makom Sakana. Bezeh Inyan Muflag Ma'id Ma'id, he says. So he says, even if you're alone in the city, the city itself is a Makom of Rabbim, and what gives it its Shmira is the Makom Rabbim Shavai. Bezeh Dove Inyan Muflag Ma'id Ma'id. Ki kashe Shnayim Biyachad Enim Mulchan Lehezik. So, in wherever you have two other people with you, whether you have another person with you, I'm sorry, it protects you from hezek. Why? Or be as ki adam ashnir v'tzom alakim roi mitzad malos ha'zois when she's by pegs there b'liyos l'kol tachtonim v'kamo she'amru ein chayah shod v'spodim alakim nishot v'behema. So it says that a person doesn't lose the Shmira unless he loses the Tzalm Alekim. So my kind says, Verse Leima, Kim Pnei Tzalm Alekim Sheshladim Ein Achash Hasbadim L'im Kim Sulek Men Tzalm Alekim Hu B'Shnayim Yesh Tzalm Alekim B'Yoyse K'nim Tzalm B'Shnayim Hu B'Shloysh Ha'ed Tzalm B'Yoyse K'mo Shetzal Teregam Kein Sheshchuk Ben Echad D'Shnayim B'Shnayim D'Shloysho Kater is sichlis. Eina dover gashni, vena misterefes le'echot kimoi mishnayim u'shloysha yesi mishnayim. So he says, v'kach ha'tzom ha'zola nikol odom yochid rak ha'shem mishnayim u'shloysha yesi mishnayim. O'lefik o'shlayim en nizokim o'shloysha m'sulokim l'gamim ra'mazik ha'chein ha'royim v'in kan mokim ze l'harich. So he says like this, the Tzalim Alekim, but let's try to explain a certain Nakuda here. When I see a family of people, all family, a lot of times I'll say, they all look kind of alike. They all look very similar. And if you press me hard, what's so similar? So I'm going to be a gam game and I'll pick out the face that the Reuven and Shimon's nose are very, very similar noses. So we'll say, okay, but Reuven and Levi doesn't have that nose b'chlal. So what's similar about it? So first we'll form for that something else that he's similar to Levi. Then we'll show that that's a Nikudu. He's not similar. The bottom line is there are a bunch of tchunis in the Tzura that describes a certain family, a certain sheva, whatever it is. The when you have two or three people, so the Tzalim is there, mikoyach the common denominator of all of them. And you say, you can say, I can tell a Weinberg by looking at him. They all have some sort of look of sorts. Even though it really varies from every one to every other one. But there's a certain good of commonness. So the Tzura Klolis that I pick up from two or three people is is Ke'ilu that's the Tzalim Alekim in a sense. So when you have two or three people, it's in the combination of the chunis of the three people, we get a certain element that we'll call the Tzalim Alekim. And he says, he starts out and he says, since Torah is something that doesn't direct physical tziruf. So no matter how wonderful I am and how great and how chashuv, whatever not, it's not going to stick to me, the emes, because I'm just another nekuda. I'm a very particular nekuda. It will stick to the kolius of, you know, this is how they speak Neis Medrash. This is Poik Chazimei Amak Dabar. Go out and see what everybody does. Go out and see what everybody does doesn't mean that, you know, be smart, look around you and do what everybody else does, do the same thing. It means rather that the person should, when you have a klal being noig in a certain way, there's a sense that it's higher than the pratim. It's kilu, this the sachakol that's greater than the pratim. So in the world of Kedusha, in the world of Tumen, in the world of Mazikim versus the world of good things, the chiluk is that which is toiv. At three, it reaches a daga of toiv, the kam nami to all three, that the ra has no makom chalais whatsoever. That's the reason why it's enem rayim. Ve'en kan makom zolaharich. Ulefikach amahalak b'derech yichidi. Ve'zeh nikol shumim mayit b'tzalm lekim kasher odom hu yochidi. Ba'asodom ekatri b'sha'as ha'sakar. So the person is mimayit from himself. When a person moves away from that klal of people who have the kam and the tarashava, that's when he comes into sakana. But the nekosh mimayit from the kimkash adam hu yechidi, ba'asodom ekatri b'sha'as sakana. He says a very interesting. He says when you have a person that's an individual, that's a yochid, you're being memayit in the Talmud Lakim. I'm not sure, and it goes on what he's saying, that the Talmud Lakim is kilo de tzara shabbat, it's oila from all of it together. And that's why he's mischayev benafshe. Let's give it another way of teaching it. The larger set of people you get, the more there's avtacha that it won't be destroyed. A klal is as a klal has avtacha. No yochid has that avtacha. David has avtacha. Klale Nushus has avtacha from Noach. But no one else on a personal level has, no person on a personal level has that avtacha. And mainly when he's there alone, there's makom for kitrug of the sub, because all I see is an individual person. I don't see his sad mishutim. I don't hear him yet as part of mankind. It's only when I dare as part of mankind that, he's needful because everybody else. Shmira is part and parcel of the Priya. It's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incorporated to Priya Salam, that everything should have a Kiyum, and Shmira is the Mahal Hamei Kiyum. That's more and more as Nagia the Klal. Any one Prat is Mufka from Shmira. There is no Shmira that Reuven will stay around. There is no Shmira on a Prat. The Shmira always goes on the Klal. And that's why on all circumstances, the person is maskir himself from klal, he's maskir himself from shmira. He's also, in a certain sense, maskir himself from having a metzias. If person is mechatesi as a kiyum bechlal. Not only isn't he part of the tzibur and the kolyus, he's not even a mokum yishuv. So on what basis does the person have that kiyum?
To understand the Indian of Shmira, I'm not 100% so clear. In the way I understand is in that kind of the hierarchy of Kavach Hashem creating the world. So Mitzad Hashem as a Boire, the Indian of Shmira is not Negea. He's creating and
Mechadesh Ketuvah and so on. He's creating Nivroim that have a Mokim in the Bria and Kiyum. It says that Akadosh Baruch Hu's Sakhlus was the Kiyum. The Kiyum means that they have a Shmira on them. It's the Ramban that says that Akadosh Baruch Hu's Vayal Kiyum is called Shalsavine Toiv Moed. That Ri is the Kiyum of it. That's what it means. It means that it's a, that allows for things to have a Kiyum Ismash, that's Shmira.
So it's an akud of shmira, which is not just shmira in case something goes wrong, but a shmira in the sense of keeping it as
it has its own lasting. It has kiyum. It's a bar kayama.
Okay.
It's not a nafel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good Shabbos. Call to back.